This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up right at the end of the month, the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show. Dana LaPre from the Home Builders. Are you getting ready for all this?
Yes, we are excited for this show.
So talk about what people are going to see this year.
Well, we have a lot going on this year. We've got this year, the Home Builders Association is excited to announce over 100 experts. They're going to be specializing in making your project ideas come true. You can meet with builders, contractors, remodelers, and landscapers while enjoying some great food. And our local food trucks will be down there. And we're going to be doing some live in-booth presentations and some demonstrations also.
Well, once we get through the next couple of weeks of weather, people are going to especially be looking outside more and starting to contemplate tackling some projects, improving their property, and so this comes at a really good time.
Yeah, there's a lot of different presentations happening where you can do, you can have tips and tricks on landscaping, and there's a bonsai workshop happening, and lots of different demonstrations that you can learn and do for your and take with you for your home projects.
And I know a lot of people, if you are like me and you really, you know, you get ideas, but the chance of me executing it correctly myself is hovering around zero.
Yeah.
And so you really need to connect with people that could do the job right the first time so that you're all happy when the process is done.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's going to be lots of experts that will be able to help with that down there.
Now, who'd you bring with you this morning?
So I have Susan. She is with CASA. That is the court-appointed special advocates. And we are actually really excited about this. We're going to be partnering with 7 local schools down at the home show, and they're going to be doing a build-off competition. And during that build-off competition, those projects that they're working on, they're going to be building small play structures, and those play structures are going to be donated to CASA for their silent auction event that they're going to be doing in September.
So, Sue, talk about the work that you do with CASA.
Well, I'm a supervisor and the trainer for CASA, and our job is to understand and know all the children that are coming into the court system, and then make sure that we train and have enough volunteers to advocate for these children in the court system.
And how long have you been with CASA?
I've been a CASA since I was since 2015, but I've been on staff since 2020.
And this work that you're doing is pretty intense sometimes.
It can be, yes.
And talk about, for kids, the stability it provides to have somebody helping them as they navigate through this entire process.
The wonderful thing about CASAs is they start with a case, usually fairly early on, and they stay with the child through the case. And that they may be the only adult that actually stays with that child and hangs in with that child the whole way through.
And how many kids are provided with CASAs right now or in the course of a year?
It changes constantly because cases are coming and going. We provide about 40% coverage of all the cases. So what we do is we watch the cases, and when the cases look like they really need a CASA, then that's my job, is to try to provide one.
Now, how are these play structures going to help you guys out?
We're going to auction them off. We have our event in September. It's going to be called Building Strong Homes for Strong Children. And so the play structures are part of that, and that's going to help us raise some money.
So, Dana, as you get ready for the show, what should people be remembering in terms of dates and times and all that?
So the show hours are going to be Friday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, March 1st from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Sunday, March 2nd is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then admission is going to be $8 or $5 with 2 cans of food in partnership with Feeding Umpqua.
So you've got a lot of things going on with this event. What are you seeing with the Home Builders Association? What are some of the new trends out there that people seem to be most interested in?
Well, you know, I think that there is a lot of opportunity for purchasing new homes, and different ideas come along with that. And so just having people down there and available to answer questions for any of those that might be out there, we're going to be down there.
All right. And Susan, if people want to find out more about CASA and how what your work is all about, how do they get connected with your organization?
They can look us up on at CASAofDouglasCounty.org. They can call the office at 541-672-7001, or they can go online to Facebook. We are also on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. We'll be talking more about this as it gets closer. Home and Garden Show coming up February 28th through March 1st. Dana and Sue, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right. 8:37 at the Morning Report.